Let's start the show there, okay there?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Bob's half-brother, Miles. And
you're my half-brother?
Our dad is Gary Busey. So not many people know that. So.
Gary Busey. Really? I didn't know that as well. That's interesting to know. I didn't realize that my father was Gary Busey.
I thought, what would be like a frightening combination, like if Gary Busey was your dad and Sean Young was your mom or something?
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe it'd just be normal then, I guess.
I don't know. I'm thinking that'd be like a really frightening.
I think you'd probably just be okay.
Yeah.
No problems.
You think?
No,
you think?
Probably not. No.
Oh. So.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Static anyway, darn it.
Darn it? Oh, dear.
Darn it.
Yeah. Hey, I saw the future of Miles' title this week. Mm-hmm. And I put it on the Tumblr there. It's a clip of Ernest Borgnine.
Oh, he leans over his head.
Did you see
I
that?
I watched that. I didn't get to hear all the audio, but I heard him lean over and says, the key to living so long was masturbation.
Yes, yes. They're asking him, they're like saying...
And he was not ready for that. He was not ready for that.
No. He goes. He gets. They ask him, you know, the key to a long life, and
yes.
And he gets a little embarrassed, and then he says, "I'll lean over and tell you." And the guy goes. He goes, "I masturbate a lot." Tells
you can
the
hear
dude
it
that.
Perfectly.
Yeah, you can hear it
perfectly.
It's like the boom mic was like right there or something.
Yeah.
And so then the one dude is like laughing and he shakes his hand and then the other dude goes and they all start laughing and they're embarrassed, you know?
Yeah.
And the other guy's like, oh, you shaked his hand.
Oh, that was great, man. That was great.
Borgnine.
If that's the truth, you're going to be Methuselah. Let me tell you, Pablo. Man.
I was thinking you. I'm like, holy moly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I probably have once or twice.
Is this Miles' dad or what?
Miles' dad.
You're the love child of Ernest Borgnine.
Yeah, what the hell, man? So what? It's not a crime.
And Tim Conway, that's the whole odd part. But anyway.
Yeah. It's not a crime. So what, man? It's a victimless crime.
No, it's not a crime. It's just, I couldn't believe it. It was hilarious. I mean, everybody's cracking up.
It's bullshit. It's a sin, man.
Well, you know, they say it's a sin. I don't know if it's really a sin, though. That's just people's interpretations there.
Only the first time. Only the first time. Yeah.
So, yeah, I thought that was hilarious, though. I'm like, hey,
that's
look,
great.
There you go.
Hey, check it out.
There was two things, though, I saw online. The other one was, and I thought, wow, you know, Miles said, it was the, somebody redid the Batman The Dark Knight trailer.
Yeah.
With kids.
Oh, yeah, I saw that, too. That was funny. Yeah.
And I thought, hey.
Hey, man.
That's something you would do.
I thought of that. I thought, damn, why didn't I think of that? Man, that's funny.
Yeah, it was
they
funny.
Did that. It was funny, man. The kid was on, like, a three-wheeler, Batman three-wheeler.
Yeah, exactly.
The Joker
and they
was, like,
the toys, you know, the
portly
little
kid is the Joker. That was great.
Yeah, and they had the little toy semi-flip over and the whole bit
mm-hmm.
there, so.
I mean, you could have basically saved $8, go to the movies and watch this damn thing, and it was pretty much the movie.
Really? Was it?
Yeah, pretty much.
I didn't go
yeah.
see the movie, so you must have went and saw it. So.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It.
You go see yeah. it. Yeah, yeah, I haven't kicked into the coffers of The Dark Knight here. I probably won't either.
I have watched every frickin' movie this summer, possibly.
Yeah, you
can
go
watch.
See the Clone Wars. Yeah, you see that?
That's been done, thank you.
Oh, you already saw that?
Been done, thank you. Yep.
How was it? Was it any good?
Oh, I enjoyed it. Yeah, it was good.
Oh, good. All right. Some people are saying it sucks.
That's a lot of battle scenes and stuff. I mean, you know.
Yeah, it is what it is, right?
It is what it is, you know. I mean, you know, I'll watch anything, you know.
Yeah, evidently.
Princess Leia taking a dump. You know, I'm like, okay, I'll watch it. I guess I'll watch it. I don't care.
Does this DVD player have a toilet cam I could switch to? Because I...
Chewbacca gets a colorectal exam.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't care. I'll watch it.
Yeah, that's true. You are the you're a Chauncey Gardner if I've ever met one.
So, I don't know who that is.
Well, there's a movie called Being There with Peter Sellers, one of his last movies.
Oh, yeah, it's your awesome movie. Yeah.
He likes to watch.
I like to watch. Oh, that's what Shirley MacLaine does. Oh, well, then let me get Stinky Fingers.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I watch that, and then, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I know what you mean.
There you go. So you remember it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, well, how can you forget that?
There you go. So, so I had, you know, I've been busy here lately, you know.
You've been busy. This
been
is the
busy.
First.
Yeah, yeah, thank you. And, you know, my mother-in-law is moving and so forth, and so I'm trying to help out, be a good good son-in-law. I moved a lot of stuff. Well, it came to a couple of jobs to do around the house now, the new homestead, and she's got a porch swing. Mm-hmm. So I was tasked with getting it, you know, hung up there.
Right.
So I head over to the hardware store.
As you like to do.
I like to wander around the hardware store. And I'm looking for, you know, the chain, obviously, right?
Sure.
And so I catch this guy and I'm like, you know, hey, I'm trying to hang up this porch swing, you know. I need some you know, hooks or whatever to go into the beam and some chain.
And he looked at you and he said, we better wait till the next battleship pulls up.
Well, you're getting close. He gives me the once over.
The
yeah, we walk over to the chain and he's like pointing. He's like, well, these hooks will support like 250 pounds, but these will support 350 pounds. I think those are for you. And then this chain yeah. supports 320 pounds. But this chain down here supports 550 pounds.
Is your family pretty much built like you, sir?
Yeah. No, are you going to be swinging this alone?
Yeah.
Yeah, he gave me the once-over with all the weight limits of everything. He was...
I'll give you the benefit of the doubt. We'll go with the 500.
Yeah, maybe. That's what I did. So, yeah, I did. Well, I'm actually not going to swing on it. But,
that's cruel.
I did go with a heavier weight one because the kids are going to be crazy on it, I think, and so I want the chain not to break. You know what I mean?
Give me the 500-pound test line.
That's
I guess.
Right.
We'll have
so,
that.
Yeah, I got the once over at the hardware store about the chain. You know.
Yeah.
Well, you see this line here? This is what they use in movies to hold William Conrad out of that car in Cannon. Yeah. It looks invisible on film, but you can haul a whale in with this son of a bitch.
This is how they got the Titanic at the 90-degree angle
That's
with
right.
this son of a bitch.
There you go. That's right.
It'll be okay. Jim Cameron signed off on this.
That's right. Good. Monofilament. So, yeah, no, I thought that was kind of funny, but, you know, funny in an insightful kind of depressing way.
Right.
You know, I'm like, hey, I'm under my own motion here. I'm not like in a wheelchair, one of those little buggies. Son of a bitch.
Shit, I got commission coming on this son of a bitch.
I mean, they can't make an electric car yet. They can get every fatty in the world around Walmart in one of those things, whatever. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know what the kind of batteries they got in the back of that thing?
Big.
Yeah, they're big, exactly. Big, it takes like two minutes to charge it up, and the next fatty's in the door.
Yep.
I don't know what's going on there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't make an electric car, though.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, it's not, I'm not right. I'm on my little floating lounge chair like in Wall-E or something, so.
Yeah.
Hey there, where's the chain there, So, yeah. So, yeah, I kind of got the, you know, a little bit of the eye-opener there.
Yeah. Wow.
Phew. Well, anyway, it's all working, though. I got it all together. It actually took the test. I sat down on it, yes.
Wow.
It held the guy. I swang on it a little bit.
Come on, kids. Get on here. Hop on pop. Let's go.
That's what we did. Let's do this before Grandma falls off of it. Let's make it home.
Not that, you idiot.
No, it works.
That's good.
So everybody's happy.
Oh boy, that's.
So how about you?
That's good. Well, I've become apparently too much of an embarrassment in front of my children, so no, they won't go anywhere with me now.
Oh, really? It's taking a long time. I don't know what the deal is.
Yeah, I know. Now they're getting all preteen and all.
They're like, Dad, you're like Ernest Borgnine. You just want to wank it all the time.
Yeah.
No, I can't take you to the pool.
Oh, son, I gotta go into the. I gotta go into the old changing room here for a minute.
No, I don't know. Like, we have to go see the Star Wars movie.
Is Tommy's mom here? Because I really like to take a gander at her.
Yeah. That's not even appropriate.
So you went to see Star Wars, yeah?
And, you know, it's a long movie. It's fairly long, I'll give you that. It's just a little bit long. But anyway, I get this done. I'm like, well, as you know, Mr. Peanut Bladder, I got to pee again. You know?
Yeah, no kidding.
So my kid's like, yeah, we got to go too. So I'm like, so as we're heading into the bathroom, there were some people hanging out. So I did my Yoda voice. I'm like, go to the bathroom, we will. And my kids are all on fire. Dad, we hate you. We hate you.
I can imagine. I mean, you know.
What? What the hell? I'm doing a Yoda voice going to the bathroom.
At least, you know, that sounds kind of creepy, like, you know, pedophilia or something. You know, my dad's doing the Yoda voice when we're going to the bathroom.
Or like,
Dad, I'm not going to touch my genitals while you're doing yoga.
Oh, God. Or they recently redid our Target store out here.
Oh, really? Is it, like, bigger?
Not really, no.
Oh, okay.
But for some reason, they've put out these huge concrete red balls in front of
them. Oh, yeah, yeah. I've seen those.
I don't know what this is for.
That's the new terrorist control ball.
There's like three or four of them.
That
I mean,
way you can't drive your, escort into the store.
No, there's not that many of them. No,
yeah.
There's just a few. But so we were walking out, and I just made mention of it. I go, wow, they got huge balls here.
Look at the balls on this Target store.
Dad, you're embarrassing us. Quit it.
Well, yeah. You probably had your hand down your pants at the time,
I think I told you this when I went to the pool.
Pull my finger. Yeah.
There was a lady kind of like at the service desk, like all bent over, waiting for something. Like she looked like someone's prom date. You know, she's all bent over the counter. And I started whistling that song. I think I told you this. I started whistling that song. You know, what are you going to do with all that junk? All that junk?
Yeah.
Dad, quit it! You're embarrassed! So now my kids hate me.
Well, you know what happened eventually. I mean, look at your own father.
Yeah.
You know.
Hey, come here, Blondie.
Yeah.
How about a May-December kind of thing?
we were buying like some pizza or something at Casey's recently, and like,
holy shit, with a Casey's pizza.
My one kid, I don't know, he's blabbing about something. I don't know what the hell he was even talking about.
No,
like,
not the meat enormous, Dad.
He's like, you know what my two favorite foods are? I go, is one of them nose cheese? Oh, my God, Jesus. Dad, I hate you. So now my kids hate me.
Dad, you know I'm a vegan.
I know.
What do you mean you're a vegan? We're getting meat enormous, for Christ's sake, again.
Meat galore.
We're getting all this meat.
So, anyway, I guess so.
You live in Iowa. You can't be a vegan in Iowa.
No, not here. No, that wouldn't be a good idea.
So your kids are all embarrassed.
They're all embarrassed. No, they won't go anywhere with me.
No! So I guess that's the end of your travels then.
So I guess it's just me.
No more dragging the kids to the Civil War reenactors thing.
No.
You gotta go on your own now.
You can go your own way.
Well, your wife already stopped going to that stuff, so I don't know what you're going to do now.
Yeah, that was about 10 years ago.
That's right.
I've been married for like 15, about 5 years ago.
That's why I had kids, so you could take them places now.
Yeah,
have to go.
Grace. So I don't have to go to that stupid crap. No. So I'm hoping you come visit someday.
Oh, yeah, take me along. You can
embarrass
you.
Me. Go to the bathroom,
that's
we will.
Right. Yeah, that's even creepier.
We'll have a laser sword fight.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, exactly. The force is not with you. Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. So I don't. Am I that much of an embarrassment that people now don't
want
to be with me?
Pretty much, I think so. Yeah.
Jeez, man, make one joke. I'm like, jeez.
That and your really tight T-shirt that says it's all dick. for your giant stomach.
What the hell? It's all. That's nice. That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
You're a great guy. You are a jackass. I hope your frickin' swing collapses, you jackass.
Oh, I hope not.
I hope you're on it though when it happens.
Huh? Yeah, I probably.
I don't want your mother-in-law to get hurt. I just want you to get hurt. That's
yeah. Yeah.
Paul and you and your goddamn dogs can all go at once, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, they finally settled down. They were driving me crazy a little while ago.
Yeah, I know. That's why every damn show they're all barking and crap.
I know. They're goofy as all get out. Stupid dog.
Position them right underneath that damn swing. You grass.
Yeah.
Well. A whole bunch of you could just.
Yeah. That and when you walk around with your pockets pulled out and say, does anybody want to kiss the bunny between the ears? So I don't know why they're embarrassed by that.
Pull my finger.
Hey, honey, you ever kiss a bunny between the ears? You remember you told me a minute ago you'd do anything once? Well, here you go. Yeah, you're right. Bunnies have little pink noses. I suppose that's. This one seems to be snotty.
Yeah, thank you.
Nice.
Nice.
Well, I'm glad. Well, I don't know what the next big movie is for the year, but we'll hear the report from you whenever it happens.
I am now broke. I am now on welfare right now. I've seen so many freaking movies. I've seen like 6 movies this year. I'm on welfare now, believe me.
I'm like, I didn't think they took Wick at the concession stand.
Believe me, I'm waiting for food stamps to come in as we speak.
I believe it. Shit.
Jeez, I'm
all
done.
The movies you saw.
I'm done seeing movies this
year.
I go
to the cheap movies, you know what I mean?
No.
I wait.
I know.
I wait, man. I spend $20 is all I spend.
No, I don't usually see movies like this, but man, it's just like movie. You know?
Well, I don't. Yeah, well, soak it up while you can. You're investing in your lonely future there with your children not going with you anymore. So.
Guess I'll be going to Mamma Mia by myself.
I think that probably was a given at the get-go there. Oh, Meryl Streep. I think I'll make my Ernest Borgnine right now.